Happy to be joined now by Jeff Ware. He's the pitching coach for the Lansing Lugnuts. And Jeff, thanks so much for this. Really appreciate it. What was your reaction to the Marcus Stroman rehab start yesterday? Did it look like he was back to his old self?
It really did. He came out, had a lot of energy. He pounded the strike zone. You know, he worked ahead of a lot of the hitters. And the best thing was he's doing all his pitches for strikes. And, you know, he located, he was able to expand down the zone once he did get ahead. And he looked comfortable on the mound. I think that's the biggest key.
I know pitchers need a long time to get themselves ready for the regular season. Spring training is as long as it is because the pitchers need to stretch their arms out. They need to work up the pitch count. They need to fine-tune everything. And Marcus Stroman is not going to have the luxury of a bunch of rehab starts. He's going to have two before the minor league season ends, and he's back in the major leagues. How close, like if you had to equate it to spring training, does it look like he's maybe in those final 2 weeks of spring training? Does it still, like, is it still possible that he might need to tweak some things? I heard some reports that maybe there is a little fastball location adjustment that he can make going forward. Where would he be if you were going to equate it to spring training?
I would say maybe, you know, towards the middle of spring. I mean, he had the simulated games down in Florida and then, you know, pitching here yesterday. But it was a big step forward yesterday, just by the way he was able to command the ball. And, you know, maybe he could have did a little bit better job with his half ball command, but still he was down in the zone for the most part. When you're making mistakes down, you're not going to get hurt. It's when you start making mistakes up in the zone. And then also the fact that he was able to throw his secondary pitches for strikes. And you know, his curveball yesterday was spectacular. He got a bunch of swings and misses with it. You know, it is. It's kind of like the middle of spring training for him. Maybe a couple more outings, and then he can settle in up there. Not sure, you know, what role he's going to play up there. But, you know, if he goes up there and maybe pitches out of the pen a couple times, or whether they give him a start and just for a few innings, and he shows, you know, that he's ready to pitch in the big leagues and at that level and help the Jays compete for a World Series title. You know, I'm assuming they would, you know, put him right in there.
Talking to Jeff Ware, he's the pitching coach for the Lansing Lugnuts, as Marcus Stroman went 4 2/3 hitless innings yesterday in his first rehab start. And Jeff, what does it mean for a guy like that who spent some time in the major leagues and put up some pretty nice numbers in his first full season as a starter last year with the Blue Jays to come down and get to know some of the younger players, and they can maybe watch him make a rehab start, understand what it takes to be a major leaguer? What kind of an impact did he have on some of the younger players yesterday?
I think it's a big impact. You know, it's one of the things that a lot of these kids, they get to see in spring training, and we get a guy like a Burley or a Dickey or a Stroman, somebody like that, or Hutchinson, come over and do a minor league start. And you'll see as they're warming up for the pregame, getting their pregame bullpen in, a lot of the minor leaguers are watching, and they're watching these big league guys go through their routine and how they're able to command the ball down the zone, both sides of the plate. And then, you know, they watch the focus that they have, and they're just not out there, just kind of playing catch, so to speak, and how they really focus on their work. And with the energy that Stroman brought to us yesterday, even the day before when he came to work out a little bit, it's great for these kids to see. I think it's a lot for them to see, help them learn, and not just, you know, as a fan, but as a baseball player and a pitcher, somebody who's going to learn and see what it takes to be in the big leagues. And Stroman's such a tremendous athlete that it's really great to see these kids learn and see what kind of work that some of these big league guys have.
Jeff, a couple of things. Lugnuts is an underrated minor league team name. I love it. And what is Humphrey the Camel?
Humphrey the Camel, I don't know where that fits in except for the hump day. He comes out on Wednesdays, and they bring a camel to the stadium, and I guess fans can go and see and check him out. But, you know, it's one of their promotions they do here, and I think it's been working well for him.
Yeah, I think so. I love it. I follow. There's a great Twitter account that tweets out all the crazy minor league promotions, and I love to follow it because I know minor league teams are very creative with some of the promotions they have. But that's up there. Have you seen any better than a camel showing up on Wednesdays for Hump Day?
That's got to be one of the top ones. I know nowadays, you look online, the minor league baseball sites, and they got a jersey for every type of promotion you can possibly think of.
Seinfeld, Star Wars.
Yeah, but I tell you what, bringing a camel out to the field is pretty original.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Talking to Jeff Ware, he's the pitching coach for the Lansing Lugnuts. So many nice young arms have gone through that team this year, Jeff. I think most people are aware of Sean Reed Foley, second-round pick of the Blue Jays pretty recently. Connor Green's a guy that's kind of risen up the ranks, and we've heard Alex Anthopoulos talk about pretty recently. Can you give us the layman's term version of what kind of pitchers those two guys are?
Well, starting with Connor Green, he's kind of come out of nowhere. He wasn't even expected to make our club early on. And we had a game, an exhibition game against Michigan State. And he came in, he threw the ball really well. He showed good velocity, good arm strength, and just good feel for his curveball and his changeup. And I think that's kind of what gave him a spot here, you know, on our club. And then he spent about half the year here. They called him up to Dunedin, and he stepped up there. And then even got called up to AA in New Hampshire maybe a month or so ago, and has so far progressed and done well there. You know, and then with Reed Foley, he was kind of the same thing too with Connor Green. He was a guy that, you know, maybe wasn't expected to be here. He was in high school last year. He's got a plus arm. He's got a fastball mid 90s and even up to the upper 90s at times. And he's got one of those, it's just an explosive fastball that hitters have trouble seeing. And he's got a great slider to go along with it. He's developing a changeup right now. But, you know, we're hoping those two guys can be a big part of the Toronto Blue Jays down the road once they grow, mature, and just get some more innings under their belt.
It seems like, Jeff, these days that every team has minor leaguers and prospects that throw mid to upper 90s. Was it always that way? Like, when you were coming up, when you were the 35th pick of the Blue Jays in the 91 draft, was it, I mean, you looked around and was everybody throwing that hard, or is it really a change in where baseball's going that it seems like there's so many young pitchers that throw 95 plus?
No, I mean, when I played and I was drafted in 91, and it seemed like, you know, there was just a couple of guys around who were low 90s. Maybe one guy on the team might throw 95 miles an hour. I remember Brian Taylor was the first pick for the Yankees that year, and he was 95 to 98, and he was like one of the few guys that you'd even see throw that hard. So it's funny. I mean, the last 10, 12 years or so, it seems like there's more power arms that come out. And they're throwing 95, you know. But, you know, which is fun. It lights up the radar guns. But, you know, the bottom line is you got to be able to command the ball no matter how hard you throw and be able to throw strikes and locate a secondary pitch, too, to have some good success in the big leagues.